Holywell to Benton North Junction. Between Holywell and Benton North Junction, there will be a new train station at Northumberland Park, changes at 5 level crossings, and sites that may need to be temporarily used for construction of the station and other engineering works. The key changes and some local landmarks are found in the map in the print version and explained in more detail now. In addition to these changes, engineering works will take place along the railway. Northumberland Park Station will be the 5th stop for trains leaving Ashington. It will have a single platform, allowing passengers to interchange with existing Tyne and Wear Metro services from the adjacent metro station. Access to the platform will be by stairs and lift from Algernon Drive, where a separate scheme promoted by North Tyneside Council is looking at highway improvements and additional cycle storage. Given the existing provision within the Northumberland Park multi-storey car park, no additional car or bike parking will be created at this station. The existing car parking nearby is anticipated to be sufficient for passenger demand. The new station will allow users of the Northumberland line to interchange with Tyne and Wear Metro services and vice versa. It will provide greater connectivity to people living in the local area, allowing easy travel to employment in areas such as Blythe. As the station platform will be constructed within the existing railway cutting between the existing railway line and the fence boundary of residential properties at Fenwick Close, several mature trees and plants on the slope will need to be removed. To reduce the impacts of this, the scheme will include replacement tree planting, wildlife-friendly landscaping, and a new boundary fence that will provide screening for adjacent residential properties while keeping the station secure. Land in private ownership will be needed to allow the station to operate safely. Negotiations with landowners are ongoing and may inform further development of the design. Discussions are also ongoing about the temporary use of Algernon Drive on the bridge for a construction compound. We will seek to reduce the extent of additional land required as far as possible. Our construction strategy is still being formulated, and dates and durations for the construction of Northumberland Park Station are still to be confirmed. Information about how construction will be managed to minimise disturbance to local residents and businesses is given later. Our current plans include construction traffic accessing the station site from the south along Algernon Drive. Some temporary diversions and other changes to the local highways and footways will be needed. Construction works will be coordinated with any works being undertaken by Nexus on the Tyne and Wear Metro lines in the area. An indicative plan showing our proposals for the station and car park can be found in the print material. We're seeking your views on our proposals for the station, including any ways in which you feel they could be improved. You can share your comments by answering the dedicated question on the response form. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals and inform the detailed designs. You'll have a further opportunity to comment on the planning application when it's submitted to the local planning authority. Holywell Private Level Crossing is a crossing of the line to allow farmers and landowners to cross between fields with no public access. Discussions are underway with the landowners and farmers about proposals to close the crossing. If the crossing isn't closed and remains open, then miniature stoplights and controls will be installed, together with replacing the boundary fencing. Benton Square Level Crossing provides a pedestrian link between the Benton Square Industrial Estate and Holystone Farm. Surveys are ongoing to confirm whether the crossing can stay in its current form, but there is a possibility that a footbridge may be required. If this is confirmed, a planning application would need to be submitted for the new bridge, and some land in private ownership may be needed for its construction. Further details of plans at this crossing will be released when available. Earsdon Level Crossing provides a pedestrian crossing between the public open spaces on the east and west of the line. No works except widening and resurfacing are proposed to this crossing, but it will be necessary to close the crossing on some occasions during the engineering works to the line. Efforts will be made to provide temporary diversions for the crossing, but where this is not possible or not considered proportionate, the duration of any closure will be kept as short as possible. Details of the closure and any temporary diversion will be agreed with North Tyneside Council, and neighbours will be advised. The public level crossing at Holywell enables pedestrians and vehicles to cross the railway line. As part of the Northumberland line, it will be upgraded to have barriers across the road and paths. These barriers will work automatically, and details of their design are currently being discussed with Network Rail. Palmersville Dairy Level Crossing provides a pedestrian link between the Forest Hall and Bellway Industrial Estate. We're currently exploring options for the best way to upgrade this crossing, and it's anticipated that a new footbridge will be needed. Design work for this bridge is currently underway, and it will require a separate planning application to the local planning authority. Further details of plans at this crossing will be released when available. If you have any comments about the changes proposed to these level crossings, please respond to the relevant question on the response form, referencing the name of the level crossing in your answer. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals for the crossings. This section of the line contains 12 potential sites which may be temporarily required for construction and engineering works. These sites and the ways they may be used are described in a moment. Sites with the same name followed by a letter represent alternative options, with only one of the sites being required for the construction purpose in question. Feedback from this consultation will help determine which sites will be used. These sites may be used to store materials, machinery and equipment, and to provide welfare such as toilets or a kitchen, and parking for contractors. It may be necessary to temporarily close some paths and bridleways to allow the sites to be used by our contractors. Where a public right-of-way or publicly used path will be temporarily impacted during the construction of the scheme, efforts will be made to provide temporary diversions. Where this isn't possible or not considered necessary, the duration of any closure will be kept to a minimum. The 12 sites are as follows. Number 1. Bridge EJM36, Option A. Currently an agricultural field. Potentially a construction site for repairs and upgrades to the bridge. The works to upgrade this underbridge and provide access may require temporary closure of parts of the public rights of way, Backworth 1 and 2, and other paths which are used by the public. It's unlikely that a diversion can be provided whilst the works are being undertaken to the underbridge. Number 2. Bridge EJM36, Option B. Currently part of a former waste disposal site, now being reclaimed. Potentially a construction site for repairs and upgrades to the bridge. Number 3. Church Road. Currently an existing network rail maintenance site. Potentially a construction site for engineering works to the line. Number 4. Bridge EJM35, Option A. Currently, including parts of a designated local wildlife site, public open space and an agricultural field. Potentially a construction site for repairs and upgrades to this bridge. Part of a public right-of-way, Backworth 13, will need to be temporarily closed to allow the works to upgrade the underbridge. It's unlikely that a diversion of closed sections can be provided whilst the works are being undertaken. Number 5. Bridge EJM35, Option B. Currently, former open storage area which has become scrub woodland. Potentially a construction site for repairs and upgrades to this bridge. Public right-of-way Backworth 13 will need to be temporarily closed to allow the works to upgrade the underbridge. It's unlikely that a diversion can be provided whilst the works are being undertaken. Number 6. Backworth, Option A. Currently, including parts of a designated local wildlife site and public open space. Potentially a construction site for engineering works to be carried out to the line. Public right-of-way Backworth 13 and some other paths used by the public will need to be temporarily closed to allow this site to be used. Temporary diversions will be provided where possible. Number 7. Backworth A186, Option B. Currently an agricultural field. Potentially a construction site for engineering works to be carried out to the line. Part of public right-of-way Backworth 11 will need to be temporarily closed to allow safe access to this site. It's possible that a diversion of closed sections can be provided whilst the site and the access road are being used. Number 8. Northumberland Park Station, Option A. Currently part of an agricultural field, potentially a construction site for the station. Vehicular access to the site will be from Whitley Road along the farm access track, which is also the route of Bridleway Killingworth 8. This access road and the bridleway are likely to be kept open with traffic management measures in place to ensure safe use by bridleway users. Number 9. Northumberland Park Station, Option B. Currently, scrub woodland, potentially a construction site for the station. Access to this site would require the closure of some paths used by the public, including the adjacent wagonway. Temporary diversions would be provided where possible. Number 10. Northumberland Park Station, Option C. currently an area of recently planted shrubs and trees, potentially the construction site for Northumberland Park Station. Access to this site would require the closure of some paths used by the public, including the adjacent wagonway. Temporary diversions will be provided where possible. Number 11, Benton East Junction Option B. Currently part of an agricultural field, potentially a construction site for engineering work. Vehicular access to this site will be from Whitley Road, around the edge of the existing field, on a temporary road. There are paths used by the public which may need to be temporarily closed to allow access to the site. Where possible, diversions will be provided. And number 12, Benton East Junction Option C. Currently, car park and storage area, potentially a construction site for engineering works to be carried out on the line.